we are talking about the compound effect by Darren Hardy. How easy would it be to add a soda to your daily routine? Let's say you start drinking 125 calorie soda with lunch every day, but you don't compensate the extra calorie intake with exercise. After all, it's only 125 calories. Now let's fast forward the clock about 2.5 to 3 years. You will be shocked to find that your seemingly inconsequential diet change has a dramatic consequence, a 30 plus pound weight gain, for simply adding 125 calories to your diet. This example demonstrates the danger and the beauty of the compound effect. You have a choice. You can make small, smart choices consistently over time that have a positive compounding impact on your life, or you can make small, unwise, unconscious choices consistently over time that have compounding negative impacts on your life. Darren's equation helps us remember this. Small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals a radical difference. Going back to our example of the 30 plus pound weight gain, does that only affect your physical health? Of course not. Our lives aren't compartmentalized. What we choose to do in one area of our life ripples into other parts of our life too. Darren calls it the ripple effect. If you gain 30 pounds, your energy will decrease, which might affect your work performance, or perhaps because you're worn out at the end of the day, you become more moody with family. What if you become insecure, so you decrease physical intimacy with your partner, which in turn decreases relationship satisfaction? That is a ripple effect in action. What we do in one area of our life ripples out and touches others. Bad money management skills doesn't just influence your bank account balance, but your entire life. How you treat other people doesn't just influence those relationships, but your life circumstances. I think you get the point. Now, what about the danger zone of success? You have an excellent marriage or relationship. You spend focused time together, you go on date nights, you're very physically intimate, but life gets busy and responsibilities start stacking up. Slowly but surely, your time together lessens, your date nights disappear, and intimacy level tanks. Naturally, your relationship satisfaction decreases too. What happened? You fell prey to the danger zone of success. You stopped doing the things that made you successful in the first place. If you become a millionaire, but you stop making money and continue to spend it, you're not going to be a millionaire for long. If you are a world-class pianist, but give it up for 10 years, you're not going to be able to maintain the same skill level. If you are in the best shape of your life, but you stop working out and eating right, your physical fitness level will decrease. No matter what it is, you can't stop doing what made you successful and expect to sustain the same levels of success indefinitely. How about some tips to implement the compound effect into your life? The first tip is to bookend your days. This means you have a deliberate morning and evening routine set up specifically to increase your productivity. Check out my book review of The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod for an excellent morning routine. For a great nighttime routine, let's move on to tip number 2, the Weekly Rhythm Register. It's a free resource on Darren's website. I personally use it every week. Do this at night as part of your nightly bookend routine. Write down what daily behaviors you want to accomplish. Check them off at the end of the day, and then by the end of the week, you can total it up and see if you've reached your goal. It's a great written accountability chart that I even use with my 7-year-old daughter. Now, the last tip to harness the compound effect is tracking. To better manage your money, you need to know how you're spending it. To better manage your time, you need to know how you're spending it. How do you know what you're doing? By tracking, and track everything. I highly recommend you start tracking your time though. The average American watches 5 hours of TV a day. That's 35 hours or nearly a day and a half a week. Yet most people complain they don't have enough time. Perhaps a problem is most people's time and priorities aren't aligned. Tracking how you spend your time, especially how much time you spend doing unnecessary things like TV and social media, will enable you to stop abusing your time and start living a purposeful life where your time and your priorities are in harmony. Darren says, "We are all self-made men and women, but only the successful take credit for it." Now that's it for The Compound Effect. Please go to Darren's website and get his free resources, as well as get a copy of this book. You won't be sorry. Now you make it a great day.